I work at two different services. The first one is 8 or 16 hour shifts.
You work two 24 hour shifts a week.
For my paid service, I work 8 hour shifts at a time.
I work mostly 16.
And at the other service I work for, it's a volunteer ambulance.
Service B that I work for, pretty much you work either 8 or 16 hour shifts.
I'm normally scheduled 48 hours every week, 7A to 7B.
So I'm employed at two different places, and I currently do not have a regular shift at any of them.
In EMS, there is no standard shift length. Providers typically work anywhere from 8 to 24-hour shifts regularly, and many work for multiple services. Is there such a thing as a well-rested, financially secure EMS provider? As interviews with EMS providers have told us, more shifts equal more money in a profession which perceived pay is very little. This means that long shifts, day in and day out, equal more money and are often a provider's answer. Welcome to I'm Just an Ambulance Driver, the podcast series of MSARN. This is our first of a two-part series with EMS providers talking about the shifts they work. Today, we wanted to find out the duration of shifts EMS providers work and their personal opinions. Next month, we will look at the sometimes negative views and perceived risks of providers in regards to specific shifts.
I work, you know, whatever's available. So it might be an overnight here, daylight there. In terms of shift length, mostly 16s, which I really like. I like a 16 because it's not as long and draining as a 24, but, you know, you still get to have like a full day of work. Out of the four stations where I work, three of them do 24s, and the fourth recently, or, you know, in the past few years, got rid of the 24. It's great to be able to, you know, knock out that many hours of work, you know, that many hours of pay in a row. The problem is if you are that busy, if you're at a busier station or you really get, you know, a busy night, then you do find yourself getting exhausted. And also sometimes, you know, you'll be so busy and you're on five calls, come back to the station and think, oh, gee, I'm so tired. I'm going to go to sleep now because I have a 24. And then you have this mound of paperwork and, you know, that gets a little intimidating. I think most people do like the 24s. I've heard of, you know, occasionally people will complain when they're on them because they're tired, but I really don't know anyone who, except for management, who argues against them, really.
Coworkers enjoy the shifts that we have at each of the services because they're kind of tailored to the needs of each service. At the Firebase service where you have two shifts during the day, that's really when most of our call volume is, and you know, we have volunteers that live at the station overnight, so there's not really a need for scheduled shifts overnight. Whereas the volunteer service, the volunteer ambulance service, there's kind of this need for 24-hour staffing and whenever you can get in there. So I think the coworkers at the volunteer service really enjoy the flexibility that we have with our scheduling. At my Firebase service, we have a rule about how long you can work both at our station and at other stations before taking a mandatory break. That rule's been on the books for years, but hasn't really been heavily enforced until just recently. And at the time that it was introduced, it got a lot of resistance from some of my coworkers.
I'm normally scheduled for day shift 7A to 7P. Oftentimes, you know, come in early, get held over late, and I have 2 hours of commuting every day for work. We're the first truck in the morning and the last truck back at night. We're the ones that always get stuck coming in first and always get stuck leaving late. You know, in this economy, a paycheck's a paycheck, and honestly, it's about the patients, so if we have to suffer a little, that's what we do.
For my paid service, I work 8-hour shifts at a time. Most people seem to be pretty happy with the number of shifts they have. Some people, if anything, if they're not happy, seem to prefer or seem to want more shifts rather than less. So I think it's a pretty good system we have. Sometimes, however, there are people who have to do two back-to-back shifts. That can be pretty rough at times, especially if there's a high call volume. However, that doesn't happen very often. It's usually more if it's a necessity.
Well, they definitely both have their pros and cons. A service day, like I said, we have the 224s, which that's nice just because you can work 2 days and you're done for the whole week. And
I mean, they're 24-hour shifts, so they're kind of long and kind of brutal. The 8th and 16th at Service B are nice just because you're in, you're out, you get to go home, you still have time to do stuff that day. It's not an entire day spent at work. 24s, again, definitely, by the end of those, you just want to go home and sleep most of the time because the overnight's crazy busy. But with the 8-hour shifts, I mean, unless you get a day where you're pretty much hammered the whole time, it's not too bad because it's 8 hours, so you can budget time to sleep beforehand. It's not as tiresome to work 8 hours as it is the 24, that's for sure.
Here is what two providers said when asked about their perfect shift length.
If you have, you know, a 16-hour crew, like two 16-hour crews or a 24-hour crew with some daylight supplementing, I think that's a really good situation. So you're not going out on every run. You know, you do have the occasional break. And as long as that's in place, then they're good. 24s are great.
Well, I think part of it is dictated by how busy the service that you're at is as far as call volume goes. Because if you're at a service where in an 8-hour time period you could run 6 or 7 calls, then 8 hours is definitely the max that you should do. But if you're somewhere where you're lucky to see 4 calls in 24 hours, then maybe it makes more sense to have you there for the whole day. I think ideally if you had to combine busy services with slower services, 12 hours should be cut off of. That's how long you work. At a slower service, in that 12 hours, maybe you'll get 1 or 2 calls. And at the busier services, when your 12 hours is up, can go home, and you shouldn't be too exhausted because most of us are awake during the day for upwards of 12 hours, you know, 16 hours, even if we're not at work.
As you have heard, EMS providers work a wide variety of shifts, with some enjoyed more than others. Stay tuned next month as we continue our discussion about shift lengths and hear what providers have to say about the sometimes harmful effects of long shifts. To learn more about MSARN or to leave feedback on our podcast, log on to podcast.msarn.org. For MSARN, my name is Charlie Warner, and I'm just an ambulance driver. Thank you, and good day.